The following is a Rathyatra lecture given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on November 17, 1987 in Atlanta, Georgia.
Sami Nayana Basagami Nayana Basagami Baba Sumi Jai Jagannath Jai Jagannath Jai Jagannath Jai Jagannath Jai Jagannath, 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 Jai Jagannath. Nitai Gora Chandra Jaya Nitai Gora Chandra 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 Gora Chandra Jaya Nitai Gora Chandra Nitai Gora Chandra Nitai Gora Chandra Nitai Gora Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gora Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Jai Prabhupada Jai Prabhupada Jai Prabhupada Jai Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Ram Shri Mahamadavacha Jasadeva Dalasi Shri Mahat Bhakti Vidanta Sami Prabhupada Ki Jaya Nanda Guru Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Brahma Madhya Guru Vaishnava Guru Parampara Ki Ananda Guru Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Namacha Jahigar Thakur Ki Prem Siddha Horsi Tali Janama Vriti Ananda Siddha Yahada Sivasari Gaura Vakta Vrinda Ki Shri Shri Raha Krishna Guru Gopina Shankunra Rakun Guru Vran Ki Shri Vrinda Vandham Ki Nagari Mayapur Dham ki, Mahasura Dham ki, Jagannath Puri ki, Ganga Mai ki, Jamuna Mai ki, Chai Jagannath Subhadra Baladev, Rajyatna Mahotsav ki, Jai Sisi, Ganga Mai ki, Jamuna Mai ki, Tulasi Devi ki, Bhakti Devi ki, Harinam Sankirtan Mahajanya ki, Sangareda Bhaktivinda ki, Gautamandi, Iskandar Vinayaki, all glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthabhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadhi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahabhadannaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Trishe Namo Namaha Namo Brahmanaya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govinda Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadharo Sivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Prabhakoti Vachalam Pangulam Gayate Giringat Kripata Mahang Bande Sigurung Ninatarinam Taptakam Chana Gaurangi Radhi Vindabane Suri Vishyavana Sutta Devi Pranami Hari Priye Achavi Prabhupada Achavi. Today on the eve of the Diwali celebration, Jagannath Subhadra and Baladev have been pleased to take us with them on their procession today for the purification of the people of Atlanta and all of the life members and devotees. Since 5,000 years and more, this celebration of taking the deity on procession is a very common way of celebrating festive days. Actually, larger temples, there are many processions in a year. Even in the Jagannath Puri temple, the Rath Yatra procession is the most famous, where Lord Jagannath, Subhadra and Baladev go to the Gundicha temple, which represents going to Kurukshetra and meeting with the Vrindavan Basis, or the devotees from Vrindavan. But there are other festivals also where Jagannath leaves the temple. There's a temple of Chandan Jatra, where Lord Jagannath comes out in the hot weather, and he takes a ride in a boat, and he is covered with sandalwood pulp. That's just prior, maybe 1 month prior to the Rath Yatra festival, the time Lord Jagannath is carried on palanquin. So 500 years ago, one time the devotees were coming from Bengal. The men were in the front and the women were in the back. They were going from Bengal to Orissa to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As they were approaching to the town of Puri, they saw a procession going ahead across the road. And there they could see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers were chanting in kirtan. They could hear the sweet sound of the kirtan from the distance. Then they suddenly saw Lord Chaitanya, and they all, the devotees from Bengal, bowed down. And Lord Chaitanya saw them. Then he approached them, and he embraced them. While he was embracing them, they were crying in ecstasy to be reunited with the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Their wives, from a distance, they could not embrace Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but in their heart, they were embracing his lotus feet, and they also were crying in ecstasy. In this way, then everyone chanting Hare Krishna, they proceeded to take Jagannath Puri to the Narendra Sarovar, where Lord Jagannath went on the water, and Lord Chaitanya and his associates, they went in the water. So, like this, there are many different festivities here in Atlanta. We also have different festivities in our new Panihati temple, rather, like the Chirodari festival, the Rath Yatra procession, and many other festivals like Janmashtami, Parashtami, Diwali. So, what is the purpose of a festival? In Sanskrit, the word for festival is Mahotsav. It's a combination of Maha, Ut, and Sab. Maha means great. Ut means to raise or up, to uplift. Sab means everyone, Samasta. So Mahotsav means that which can uplift the consciousness of everyone. The purpose of a festival is to raise the level of the consciousness, to become happy. So in the Vedic culture, the festivals include singing, dancing, feasting, music, and different other festivities. But everything is centered around Krishna. There is no need of intoxication or any violence or any tamas. But everyone can feel very happy chanting Hare Krishna, dancing, feasting, worshipping the Lord, hearing some of the Vedic wisdom. This is the greatness of the Vedic culture, and especially the Vaishnav culture. In fact, there are so many festivities, and all the festivities can give one spiritual happiness if one is a little bit in the transcendental mode or in the mode of goodness. And more or less, everyone can enjoy. This coming week, we are having not only Diwali, but also Govardhan Puja. At the time of Govardhan Puja, everyone is fed sumptuously with Krishna Prasadam. Even the dogs. First they feed the cows, the humans, all the different types of human beings. And then even if whatever is left, they also, if there are any animals, they also feed the other animals. So everyone is very happy. If one has the understanding that actually we are not the body, we are the pure spirit soul, living force within the body, and we are the eternal servant of the Lord. Lord is our beloved Maya Master. And then it's very easy to achieve, fulfill the perfection of human life, having festivals, chanting Hare Krishna, reading the Bhagavad Gita, eating Krishna Prasadam. It's not difficult. But the modern trend is to forget that we are an eternal spirit soul. The trend is to identify with the body, and according to bodily differences, to develop prejudices. According to various type of superficial understanding, the world now is filled with different wars, different problems, and so many solutions people are proposing. You can get buttons for peace. You can get buttons for nonviolence. You can get buttons to save the animals and brochures. Each cause is good in itself, but it's only seeing one aspect. Actually, how to tie everything together, how to create the unity that the world needs, that was revealed by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada in His Peace Formula. We need to understand Bhuktaram Jagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suhidam Sarvabhutanam Gyatumam Shanting Richatim, that there is only one proprietor, one enjoyer in this world and everywhere. That is the Supreme Lord, that is the Lord Himself, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, whichever name you prefer to call Him. But not only is He the proprietor, He's also the best friend and protector. Suhidam, He has our best interest in heart, in mind. Since He is complete, He doesn't require anything from us. He accepts our offerings, our prayers, our chanting, our service, out of His causeless mercy, because we need to give it. It's kind of the opposite. In the modern world, every citizen has to pay their tax. But if you don't pay your tax, then the government itself will directly take serious action, especially the IRS department. But in the material world, you see, people are going on, but hardly anyone is paying their tax to Krishna, but they can go on. But then they have to take all the results of their karma. But if actually someone wants to repay Krishna for all of the things He's providing, their life, the air, their intelligence, this human birth, everything that exists, actually that's just our due. It's not that we're doing any special favor or that even we're just fulfilling some obligation. It's actually our obligation. But Krishna takes it rather that if someone comes and offers some service, He takes it as something extraordinary. He takes it as an expression of love. Just like a parent, if the child comes and offers some voluntary service, the father is very pleased. Actually, the son The daughter, they're so much indebted to the parents, because the parents have provided their education, their food, their everything. But rare is it a child that actually reciprocates and tries to serve the parent. If someone does, parents are naturally very pleased. So Krishna takes it like that. If someone offers something, he takes it very magnanimously, and he gives his special mercy. But what is the actual greatest mercy? We know that by performing pious activities, we can achieve heavenly planets, we can achieve good karmas, good reactions, happy material life. We know that by performing meditation and yoga, we can achieve the study of the Vedanta, we can achieve moksha, or liberation from birth and death. Or if we want, we can also achieve mystic powers, or some material facility is easily achieved. Are these the things that Krishna can give? Yes, he can give these things, no doubt. Akamo sarvakamo va mokshakamo udaraditi brena bhakti yogena jijeta purusham. But these are not considered very important. These are considered of secondary importance. They automatically come. The greatest thing is that he can give that spontaneous devotion and love and realization by which the human being actually becomes fully satisfied and fulfilled. If we actually can reestablish our lost relationship with Krishna, then all the other things, they come automatically. So by performing these festivals, by chanting Hare Krishna, we can achieve that ultimate perfection. Actually, there's one great acharya. There was the blind Vilamangal Surdas. Krishna was taking him. He was blind. He wanted to go to Vrindavan. And one boy came and said that, "I can help you to Vrindavan." "Who are you?" Because he couldn't see. He was blind. He said, "Well, I'm just a cowherd boy. I'm a village boy. I can take you." So actually it was Krishna. And Krishna was holding the hand of his devotee, leading him to Vrindavan. Who can imagine how kind the Lord is? He'll even come and help his devotee to reach his holy dham, hand in hand. When they reached Vrindavan, he said, "Here you are. Now you're in Vrindavan. So now I'll go." But that time, Vilamangal Thakur could understand this is only Krishna. So he didn't want to let go. "Now that I have got Krishna, how can I let go?" But then Krishna, he pulled away. And Vilamangal Thakur said, "You're the strongest. If you want, you can pull yourself away from my hand. But you cannot pull yourself out of my heart." You see, the devotee, by the Lord's mercy, they can become so much in love with Krishna that Krishna remains fixed in their heart all of the time. So for them, they're in a permanent state of spiritual happiness. So actually this movement was brought to the Western world to make the people happy. And this country has everything. When Prabhupada came here, he told the Americans, "You have money, you have your cars and technology, you have good looks, you have everything. The only thing you're missing is Krishna." So I brought that. Srila Prabhupada ki, Jagannath Subhadra Baladeva ki. So even though Krishna has come, some people, they are so unfortunate. They're not coming and knowing about Krishna. So Krishna is so kind that at least once in a year he comes out on the street so everyone can easily get his darshan and partake in his service, walking along, chanting, hearing. So I thank all of you for participating in this festival. And by the mercy of our Jagannath and Srila Prabhupada, Guru and Gauranga, may you all have the seed of devotion in your heart fructify and grow more and more until it fills your consciousness with spiritual happiness. Hare Krishna. Now we have a arti and kirtan. Hare Krishna.